Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I'm grateful that you're joining me today. And today, I thought, you know, I was going to dive into frustration. I'm seeing a lot of people with a lot of frustration in their universe lately, a lot of people posting about how frustrated they are. And interesting enough, I decided I was going to do my radio show today about frustration. And there's like a million construction trucks on my road making a ton of noise. And I thought, how fitting to do a show about being frustrated and to have something that in the past would really frustrate me and really bring out kind of an anger and a frustration energy in my body. And so I thought, you know, that's really interesting that's happening right now. So we're just going to go with it. And so you may hear the trucks in the background, or maybe even, I don't know, it appears that they're kind of going to start digging the road apart or something. So there might be a lot of noise, which is really going to probably add to the ambiance of this show. So it's perfect timing. So today we're going to dive into frustration. So, you know, the thing about frustration is, I know that we don't always know how to change that pattern of being continuously frustrated, right? So what do you do when you're ready to stop being frustrated with your life, to stop being frustrated all the time, to stop being in those constructs of being frustrated? And so today we're going to dive into kind of a lot of those different energies and really look at how in the world do you change frustration? How do you stop being frustrated? Yeah. So this is going to be an interesting topic, because I know that if you're perpetrating cycles of frustration, there's probably a lot of areas in your life where you're really feeling frustrated. And I can identify within frustration because I spent a lot of time in my life in frustration. And, you know, the thing about this paradigm is, and as we kind of start to dissect it, one of the things that you're going to start to kind of notice is that you're going to become aware of a different choice that you have. You know, frustration is one of those patterns that often doesn't allow you to see that you have a different choice to choose besides frustration. Like if you perpetrate that pattern of being frustrated, you're going to have that frustration show up all over in your life, and you're really going to feel like you don't have another choice. Because, you know, when you get into those paradigms of this emotional upset, it's like you really do feel that charge in your body, right? You really do feel that, you feel that out of control. Frustration is kind of part of that emotional paradigm that, you know, goes along with any of the other emotional, whether it's anger, rage, fury, hate, you know, blame, shame. It's all kind of tangled in the same thing, where it's like a distractor in a way, where you literally don't feel like you have any other choice within it. Right? When frustration starts to take over your body, when it starts to take over your life, you literally feel like you have no other choice. And so today I'm going to kind of, I'm going to say dissipate, or kind of start to bottom out that structure for you, that form and structure where you're looping in that paradigm of continuously having to choose to be frustrated. And really give your body and your being a different choice, give you something different to be able to choose besides frustration. And, you know, the thing about this is when you stop functioning in a paradigm, you really have to learn how to make a different choice. And so I'm going to talk about that today too, because if you really truly are done being frustrated in your life, you really have to take action steps to create something different. So let's go ahead and get started today. So we're going to start by expanding out. So go ahead and put your barriers down. Your barriers down. Yeah, and just take some nice deep breaths. And let's go ahead and expand. And we're just going to expand our being, not our bodies. So go ahead and expand out as big as, let's go as big as the building that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and expand out as big as the city that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and expand out as big as the county that you're in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and expand out as big as the state that you're in. All the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Just expanding out your being, giving yourself more space. Again, your being is where all of your viewpoints, all of your points of view, everything that you have stored as real and true is energetically stored within your being. So what we're doing is we're expanding you out so we can actually get to the energy that's creating the way that your life is showing up so we can make changes. Yeah, nice deep breath. And go ahead and expand out as big as the planet that you're on, that we're all on. Hopefully we're all on planet Earth. Bigger, faster, becoming one with everyone and everything in the universe. In the multiverse, multiple universes, times that by a million, times that by a million. Yeah, times that by a million, times that by a million. And just go ahead and really settle all the way down into the space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. A nice deep breath. Awesome. So today we're looking at this paradigm of frustration, right? Frustration is one of those things that when something triggers you, when something triggers that paradigm of frustration, you literally feel like you have no choice, right? You have no control over what you do or maybe even what you say. And that can really truly be kind of a scary thing, can it? When you just get completely out of control. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Whereas everywhere that you are defaulting into being frustrated. Here we go. All the way through, 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 all the way through. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, and can we just choose that now? And all we're doing here is we just grabbed all of the energy energetically, and we're just going to choose to remove it by you saying, I choose that now. And we're just going to vaporize. Yeah, nice deep breath. You know, the thing about really changing one of these emotional paradigms is really, number one, your choice to really not desire to be that anymore. You know, when you get to that point where it's like, you know what, I am so tired of feeling this way. I am so tired of being in this emotional ping pong system of continuously being in this some type of emotional upset. And when you get to that place where you're just really, truly done, like you're just so done being frustrated with your life, that is truly when the change happens. Nice deep breath. You know, I had seen a post on Facebook the other day from this woman who was talking about how frustrated she was that people ask her for her help, and then she bends over backwards, right, and overdoes it, and, you know, does all of these things to help people, and then she gets no, like, what was the word she used? She gets no, like, thankfulness or gratitude for what she did. And she was talking about how frustrating that is. And I was looking at that, and one of the things I was so aware of about that is, number one, when you function within frustration, you will energetically continue to attract situations that will frustrate you. That's just energetic law. When you function in a certain place, I don't care what it is that you are looping in, if it's frustration, anger, shame, blame, upset. When you function in those paradigms, when your life is filled with situations that continually bring that, you're just on that energetic loop of continually attracting that. So what, when she was talking about that, one of the things, the first things I was aware of was, well, she's operating within frustration. Okay, so she's going to continue to energetically attract situations, people, places, and things that continue to frustrate her. So the first step is she has to decide that she doesn't want to be frustrated anymore, right? And I think that her Facebook post was kind of a first step into, okay, like, I'm really tired of this. I'm ready to change it. What can I do differently? But the thing is in that post, she was still making other people responsible for the way that she was feeling. Yeah, and everywhere you're stuck doing that, everything, all of that is, everywhere you're perpetrating that cycle, everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Kind of the second step is, one of the things that you have to really get to is realizing that no one can make you feel a certain way. That energy already exists within you. Yeah, and when you go from personalizing what other people are choosing to owning what it is that you're choosing to do, yeah, that right there. And let's just flip that energy all the way through and all the way around and all the way through and all the way around and all the way through and all the way around. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of you universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. The thing is she is choosing to do something. If the outcome of what she is choosing to do is creating something for her, she has to decide to do something different. And everything, all of that is. And everywhere you don't have that other choice, yeah, and all of that, 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of you universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And everything, all of that is right there. Let's just freeze it, 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 freeze it. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish. Whereas everywhere you have no other choice but to be frustrated by other people's actions. That right there. All the way out, 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm going to say that again. You only have power and choice over what you are choosing. You have no control, no power over what other people choose. If you choose to do something for someone else out of the space of kindness for you, because of you, because that's the space that you are, you have to get out of expectation. But if you're standing in a place where you feel like you're continuously looping and being frustrated, you're going to continue to create situations that allow you to be frustrated. Everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all the shikyu stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog around all of this. Yeah, everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. All the way out and all the way down. And where's all the form, structure, and significance in and around frustration, being frustrated, upholding frustration, perpetrating frustration? Yeah, everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. All the way through, 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 all the way through. And nice deep breath. We just want to break that cycle right there and break that all the way down, 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 all the way down. No one or nothing has control over the way that you feel. Everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Now, with that being said, there are times, there are places, there are things that, you know, if they invoke a certain response within my body, I'm just not going to choose it anymore. Like, I'm going to take, for instance, like if I go to a grocery store, or if I'm visiting a business, right, that I'm going to spend money at. And when I go there, I get hit with a lot of frustration energy. Like maybe the people that work there hate their job, or, you know, they're all irritated and they're throwing this frustration at me, right? In the past, what I would do is if I was aware of the frustration, which is probably true for each and every one of you, right? If you're aware of the frustration that someone is projecting at you, you're going to automatically match that frustration with the same energy. You're going to project that frustration back. So what I started really looking at was, you know what, I don't actually have to come to this store. If every time I come to this store, a certain cashier, or maybe even just the energy in there, you know, one of the things that I've really discovered doing this work, and I've been personally working with businesses for a while now, is, you know, you can have like a manager or someone that's running the place that is, they're functioning in a certain energy. Like, let's just say the manager of the place is frustrated, right? Hates their job, hates working there. Well, they're going to essentially kind of affect everyone in that place. They're also going to hire people who match that energy. So they're going to hire people who match the energy of frustration. It's totally true. right? They're going to fill that store with other people who also feel the same level of frustration as they do. They're going to perpetrate certain cycles, do things in a certain way that creates more frustration, potentially for the employees, potentially for the people that work there. And then when you go in there, the first thing that you're aware of is there's a lot of frustration energy, right? There's frustration everywhere in that place. Maybe the way that the store is set up doesn't work. Maybe the way that, the cashiers, maybe there's always long lines. Maybe the cashiers don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're not trained properly. They're acting out with customers, right? I mean, it's just like this huge frustration ball, right? So one of the things that when I started really demanding that I didn't want to choose frustration in my life anymore, I started to really notice the stores I was going to, the places I was spending my money, the places I was frequenting, even restaurants that had that certain vibe of frustration. I was amazed at when I started really demanding that my frustration, my anger, my systems of rage change. I started to realize how many places and spaces I was frequenting that was continuing to uphold those structures of frustration for me. Yeah, nice deep breath. So I started deciding, I'm just not going to go there anymore. It's not worth the time and space. It's not worth the energy that it takes out of me when I go there. It's not worth the way that it makes me feel anymore. And I started changing the way I did business. I started changing the places I frequented. I started actually shifting my life into choosing things, people, places, things that contributed and created more ease for me. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, I think as a general rule, when we go somewhere, let's just say, and we get bad service, right? And the waiters or the waitress is maybe, crappy and they're rude and they're frustrated and you can feel it. You know, I think our auto default is, I want to tell someone, I want to tell the manager, I want to make this right. And the thing is oftentimes that doesn't even rectify the situation because again, that level of frustration is starting up top. Right. And, I think as a general rule, we operate in this place where we feel like everyone wants to be successful. Everyone wants to, own a business that is successful or wants their business that they're managing to be successful or whatever it is. But the thing is not everyone in this world truly desires that. And if you look at the places where you're functioning within frustration, there's, and this is true for every single one of us, there's places and spaces within you where there's a certain draw to feeling that charge. And it's not like, I don't feel like any one of us is walking around going, oh, I want to fail. Because I don't really necessarily think that that's the actual truth. But what the truth is some people just aren't willing to be successful. They don't have it in them to really truly step into the energy that would create that success. And it's not that there's something wrong with them. It's a lot of these constructs of frustration. It's a lot of these constructs of emotional upset that are actually preventing them from receiving a different possibility. You know, this work is so interesting because the more and more I do it, the more and more I watch people's lives change, the more and more I realize how deep our points of view, how deep our emotional constructs, the addiction to the polarity of this reality really truly keeps us from truly having the joy, the embodiment of success that is truly possible in this world. Yeah, and everything, all of that is right there, and everything that's stopping you, and everywhere you feel like you can't have it, you can't be it, that's not going to be for you. You can't choose that, that right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. All of that resistance that you feel, I want you to just feel that for a moment, because that's not yours. That's form, structure, and significance that is keeping you from choosing something different. Isn't it time? Yeah, and everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Deep breath, 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 deep breath. More space, 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 and all the shikyu, stupidity, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness, and energy fog in and around all of this. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And we're just going to vortex that all the way through, 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 all the way through. What if you could just stop choosing what frustrated you? What would that create in your life? Everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. What if frustration didn't have to be your default? What if you didn't have to be frustrated? Everything that's tying you into frustration. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where's everywhere that you're tied into having no choice but to be frustrated? And everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. All the way out and all the way down. I'm just going to vortex that all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Really just giving you more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. You know, for me, it's like frustration is just not a place I want to play anymore. I don't desire to be friends with frustration anymore. I don't want to hang out with frustration anymore. If something makes me, or I start to perceive frustration going on from someone I'm talking to, I'm well aware that that frustration that they're feeling is just a construct that they're standing in, and that they don't have to choose to be frustrated. And I know that if you're stuck in frustration, it doesn't feel like it has a choice attached to it, right? So everywhere it feels like you don't have a choice, Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. And everything in the way of you perceiving the choice within it, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. When you are functioning in constructs of frustration, what it's literally doing is stopping you from having the information that's really truly going to create the ease in your life. And when you get to that space or that place where you're just really truly done feeling frustrated in your life, that right there, that has the intensity of change in it. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let's just add some ease here. Let's just go ahead and receive. What can you receive right now to fill your body and your being with ease? Nice deep breath. And just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive. And all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And all the way out, and all the way out, and all the way out, and all the way out. Yeah, really making some difference here on this energy where you're energetically attracting that energy. Here you go. Frustration is not an energy that you have to choose any longer. You don't have to be the effect of frustration in your life. You know, every time you choose frustration, you reproject that energy back out into your field. You know, using my garden theory, which if you've never heard it, it's basically like, you know, everything that's showing up in your life right now is all planted within the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. So if you have a lot of frustration in your life, then you have a very, very large patch of frustration energy in your energy, space, and consciousness. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you put that there. I mean, most of this is like, you know, garden plantation from other people. I mean, for me, I really feel like a majority of our energetic garden is planted more than likely before we're even 3 years old. Right? So that patch of frustration may have been existing in your energy, space, and consciousness since you were a baby. And you know, the thing is like when we are born into this world, we don't really have a point of view. And if our parents functioned in a lot of frustration because their parents functioned in a lot of frustration and their parents functioned in a lot of frustration, right? When you're born into your family, you're gonna look at what your parents are holding on to, and you're gonna think, wow, you know, they have a lot of frustration. They must really truly value that energy. So I'm gonna value that energy as well. And so you start planting that energy within your energy, space, and consciousness, and then all of a sudden that's how your life starts showing up. And when you decide that that's just not a place you want to function anymore, you get to become the master and the creator of something different. You get to choose what is in your garden. And when we're going through and we're doing these clearings, basically what we're doing is, it, for me, it looks like we're rototilling out that energy, right? We're saying, you know what? I know I've had frustration. I've had frustration planted in here for quite some time, but I'm ready to, you know, dig that up and plant something different. I'm ready to not have that as a functioning energy any longer in my energy, space, and consciousness. I'm ready to be able to choose something different, something greater, something more. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And if the people around you insist on continuing to choose frustration after you have decided to not choose it, again, you have choice. You know, I have a close person in my life, I'm going to say, who often kind of gets reaffected by the energy of frustration. And I'm just continually reminding them that, like, you don't actually have to choose that. You know, I understand that you're perceiving that energy right now, but that isn't somewhere that you have to function. And when that person calls me or is around me and they're functioning in that energy, you know, I'm pretty straightforward with it now. Like, I'm just really not interested in hanging out in that energy anymore. So if that's how it's going to be, like, I got to peace out, because I just can't really... It's not even that I can't really be around it. It's just like, it's just no fun. I'm just not really interested in being around that energy, you know, that energy of constantly, you know, reprojecting it. Oh, this was frustrating and this was frustrating. You know, one of the ways to really break the frustration cycle is you have to stop celebrating your frustrations. And I don't know that any of us really look at it in that way. Like, I don't know that you're sitting around like thinking about celebrating, but you know, every time you talk about how something irritated you or made you mad or upset you, you know, you're just continuing to perpetrate that cycle. You have to break the cycle. If I have an experience where, you know, someone says something to me, or just like recently in one of the new places that I frequent, there's a person there that continually projects this energy of people being stupid. And like, I had went there quite a few times to get something done. And every time I dealt with this person, it was like they literally acted like I was like some kind of moron. Now, I could have taken that personally and projected back this frustration energy, but what I really was aware of was this person really just has that point of view about people, and that's theirs. It's not mine. I don't have to jump in and continue to re-perpetrate that cycle. I just call that as it is. Okay, that's not mine. That's not my energy. That has really literally nothing to do with me. And I'm going to move on. Now, I don't have to continue to frequent this place, right? There was a few things that I had to get done, that it was kind of like the local place that does it. So I basically kind of just made that energy clear that like that wasn't actually going to work for me, and that this is how it was going to be done for me, and this is what I was looking to create. And once I kind of put my boundaries out there and I put that out into the universe, the situation changed. See, I didn't feed into the energy of being frustrated by this person or being angry because this person was acting like I was some kind of invalid and couldn't do anything right, or that like I was well aware that like I'm not going to be frustrated about that because that's not even mine. That's their energy. Yeah, and everything, all of that is all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And everything that doesn't allow you to just out choose that or out create that energy, everywhere you have to get looped in it, all the system structures, form, significance, in and around all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? In vaporize, 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 vaporize. I'm just going to vortex that all the way through, 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 all the way through. We're just giving you new space here. And I know sometimes these shows may feel like they don't make a lot of sense, but I promise what it's doing is it's just changing the way that you're functioning in your energy, space, and consciousness so you can have more choice to make a different choice for yourself. So you can see that you do have other possibilities besides getting looped into the same system and everything that doesn't allow that for you. All of that, all of that, all of that. All of that, all of that, all of that, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. All the way out and all the way down and all the way out and all the way down and all the way out and all the way down. So what I was saying about that place was I could have came home and like complained to my husband about how this place, you know, this person makes me, you know, seem like I'm some kind of an idiot or blah, blah, but I didn't because I'm well aware that if I continue to perpetrate that cycle, it's just going to create that same energy in my body. And so I just quit giving it energy. I acknowledged what I knew to be true there in that business, right? And then I just let it go. I'm not going to spread the wealth. I'm not going to spread the frustration. I'm not going to go home and marinate in the energy of how this person is or what it is or blah, 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 right? Because I know that that's something that I used to do. And I know that that's something that we all can get caught in really fast, right? Is perpetrating the cycle of talking about it afterwards and making it so wrong. Instead, I just acknowledged what I knew was true. I gave myself the space of allowance to not get stuck in it. And I moved on with my life and everything that doesn't allow that for you. And all of that, 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 can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where is everywhere you are defaulting into frustration? And everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Just gonna vortex that all the way out, 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 all the way out. Sure does feel good to just kind of release and let go of some of that energy, doesn't it? Man, because I tell you what, there's nothing worse than being stuck and being frustrated. It's just not a fun life. It's not a fun time. It definitely doesn't bring your body tons of ease, right? I mean, there's so much upset within the constructs of frustration. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Be praised, 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 be praised. What if you could just choose joy? Let's just fill in all this space that we're releasing. Let's just fill it in with the joy and ease. What else is possible, man? Could you imagine if life could just be a fun explosion of possibilities every day? What if you never ever had to be frustrated again? What would that create for your life? And just receive that. Receive, 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 receive. You know, for me, one of the things that I really realized about frustration is it brings a certain level of overwhelm to my body. And when I started to really break down a lot of these cycles, one of the things I realized was I had an addiction to that feeling of overwhelm. It totally took me out of being in control of my body and kind of put me into something else. And it was like yeah, everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And we're just gonna vortex that all the way through, 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 all the way through. And everywhere you don't have any choice right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. So right now I am in the wind down, almost done, of creating my Expand Your Reality Institute, where first and foremost, the first thing that's going to get launched is my new membership portal. The membership portal has so many audios within it. I mean, really, right now I think there's over 100. There's tons and tons of resources for any emotional construct that you can really think of, where these clearings go super deep. I share a ton, a ton, a ton, a ton of stories. There's quite a few healings I've been working on. I've been really looking at this place where we're stuck looping in like a certain energy. Maybe it's the thought of where someone did you wrong, or somebody did something to you that you're continuously kind of projecting that mental picture of. Maybe it's something that you even did that you feel shameful of. Maybe it's even something that happened to you. So I've been really working lately on doing these new style healings that really kind of heal the energy, space, and consciousness of who you are, so you can really move beyond it. So this new membership portal, right now it's probably going to have around 100 audios in it when it first initially launches, which I'm super excited about. At least 100 hours of audio, where essentially how it's going to work is you pay a monthly fee. I'm going to start it at a introductory price, and you pay a monthly fee, and basically you have access to all of these different audios that are really going to help you break down each and every one of these constructs, you know, of emotional upset. I mean, there's number one, it starts with step by step on how to use the tools that I use. I have an introduction to everything that I use, and then the audios just kind of dive in. And these are audios that if you love the radio show, you will just really, truly love these audios because they go even deeper. I mean, these are audios that kind of have a trance within them of energy that really, truly gets to the core of the emotional constructs or the upset or whatever it is that you're functioning in, and really, truly changes them. These are audios that a lot of these audios that are in there initially are audios I've recorded over the years that have people have had just amazing success at just listening to these audios to really changing their lives. And I have all these new audios that I'm recording about, you know, healing the pain of the past. Really, it's a lot of different constructs, again, within like for yourself, if you're functioning with feeling shameful, feeling blame, feeling hurt, feeling pretty much any constructs within where you're functioning in this past energy of feeling upset. And then there's also tons and tons and tons of audios about asking and receiving, really learning how to be that receiver that you truly are, as the infinite being that you are. So there's just a plethora of different audios that come from the past and future audios that are brand new that I've never released before. This thing is just packed full. So it will be launching. I'm setting the date for next week. Today is May 8th, 2019. So I'm looking at launching around the 15th of May. So potentially next Wednesday when this radio show airs, the membership portal will be open for you to be able to jump in and really start creating something different. And again, it is going to start with a very low monthly fee. There is going to be an initial fee and then a low monthly fee from there, which will be raising once I get the kind of the knots worked out. Plus, not only that, but the portal is going to have two live calls that you can jump on as a member exclusive, and you can ask questions. You can bring your energy in particular. So if there's something that you really want to shift, we can work on that. Plus, when you join a live call, you know, you kind of tap into that energy, which actually really gives me the awareness of exactly the energetic line that you are functioning in to be able to change it. So there is tons of resources. My goal for this membership forum is really for it to be a place where you can listen to these audios and have an extensive change in your life, really awaken yourself and really get into those paradigms of consciousness and awareness and really truly change your life. You know, it's amazing how when you become aware of these paradigms that you're functioning within and you clear them energetically, the space of change that creates in your life is one that I could truly never explain to you. You know, I have people that will work with me or even message me and tell me, you know, like, I never even knew that this was even possible for my life. And I'm going to tell you that that's so true, because when you're functioning within a structure, especially if we take like frustration, you know, when you take out that big patch of frustration in your energy, space, and consciousness, and you are no longer choosing that concept anymore, your life gets to show up differently. And I can't tell you what that looks like for you, because each and every one of us has a different path. But I can tell you that when you let go and you release the things that you no longer desire in your life and you dive in and you start committing to choosing something different, your life becomes a completely different space. People around you show up differently. Things start to show up differently. You know, more money starts to pour in. More experiences start to show up. It's just really, truly amazing the space that can be yours when you dive in and choose something different. So I'm super excited about the membership portal. It is not available yet, but it will be soon at www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com. I'm starting with the membership portal, and from there, it is going to have other classes, other things available. At some point, I will have my kind of my certificate program that will be available on there. But first and foremost, I'm starting with the membership portal, which will be something that you have to kind of start with if you're really looking to continue in anything else I'm going to be having. That membership portal is going to have the very basics of what I would really, truly, these are the things that I teach over and over and over to people personally as my personal clients. These are kind of the basics that we learn. And then these audio programs are programs that I enroll them in to really get them into a new energy space and consciousness. So this will be really, truly the first time that I have ever had all of this life-changing information in one section and had it at such an affordable price. So if you're ready to choose something different, again, check it out soon, www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com. And you can also always join me on my website, www.jamie-bates.com. You can also check out www.expandyourreality.net, where I have all my podcasts stored. And also, of course, Nancy has them on YouTube for Cosmic Reality Radio. So there's lots of different possibilities to be able to connect to me. You can also connect to me on Facebook, on my Facebook page or my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality. I'm super duper looking forward to really getting this work out there even greater than I have it now, and really getting more and more people into the paradigms of really understanding how you can create your own reality and how you can really change anything, even the stuff that you felt like is unchangeable. And of course, I still have my book available on Amazon, The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. If you haven't picked it up yet, you should get it soon, because it's really doing great and getting amazing feedback. And it has lots of tools and processes in it as well. Yeah, so, and this, actually this Saturday, I also will be a special guest on Jan's show on Cosmic Reality Radio. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And if you'd like to connect to me, please do so in any of the forums I just talked about. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. And also, if you want to be a guest on my show, please send me an email, let me know. I would love to connect to you. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will talk to you next week. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.